a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Life change yesterday.
Yeah.
Life-changing moment. Big announcement. Okay.
Okay.
Did Wombie
have the opportunity to scratch a child's face and opt not to?
Yes. That happened the other day.
Yeah.
He gave a little boy a kiss.
Right.
Yeah, it was super sweet. Because we always say, if kids want to come up and pat him, we sit him. I know. But what we do is we sit him. Kids will say, we want a pat. And we say, no, wait. And we sit him down and then I hold his head. And I'm like, pat him.
Yeah.
And then this kid went to his face and Mommy turned around and I was like, oh, God.
Here we go.
And he gave him a kiss. He
gave him a kiss.
Mm. He's changing.
Did the old Dalai Lama.
No, oh, God, was that? I'm so glad I wasn't here to chat about that.
We didn't
that
talk about
thing.
It.
You didn't talk
That's
about
my
it?
The first time
it's
I
like,
mentioned
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. Yeah. Anyway, my life's changed, Tom. Let me tell you why. Yesterday, went to Shadowfax in Werribee for lunch.
Yeah.
With
a little blanket on the lawn there or
no,
at a table?
No, okay. We were inside, which is great because it was cold.
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, we were inside and it was me and Tanya and Jess, my friends, and Tanya's birthday and my birthday very close together, so we all caught up, right?
Which one's the one with the curly hair that was at big festival?
That person does not exist and you always bring it up. That was me. You always bring her up. It's me. Doesn't exist. Anyway... One of them was my sister at Big Fest. The other one was my friend with dark hair, Rach. And the other one was Cara with red straight hair. So anyway,
okay.
I got bogged down in it.
You did, got ya.
You did get me. Anyway, so we do a bit of a present swap, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Jess and I don't normally get each other presents, but Tanya loves presents and loves, well, she loves giving presents, you know, so we like to then give presents.
So similar to the dynamic on the show.
Yes. It's very similar.
Where we don't generally get each other presents, but you love giving presents so much that you always get me a present.
Yeah, forced. Anyway, my gift to you is never having to buy me a present again.
That's great.
Gift.
Your birthday is like 2 days away.
No, it's not. Anyway, it's already been. You've missed it. It's gone. Anyway, so I open up the present and it was an hoodie. You know these giant blanket things?
Oh.
And I'm like 5 years late.
Okay. Go on. Go on.
So, Chandy's got me this amazing hoodie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, and my life is amazing. I put it on last night. I wrapped myself into a full ball, put the hoodie on. It's a blanket with arms. And I get really funny because I don't like air being on my back. I know, weird. So I always have to pull my top down, then wrap the blanket, make sure there's no air behind there, and then I don't have that problem anymore with the hoodie. But the thing was, is that I feel like you may be in this situation. Jess's face dropped. And she's like, I'm like, you don't give presents. She's like, yeah, but I wanted to give you something this year because you gave me something last year. And she's like, the card will still be the same. She bought me an hoodie as well.
Amazing. They didn't talk and they both bought
you hoodies. Because Tanya's like, you never get each other presents. So I never talk. So Tanya got me an hoodie. Jess got me an hoodie.
Are they the same hoodie?
No, because Tanya's is the official one and Jess's is the one from Kmart. Bless. And
But Jess never gets you a present anyway. So the fact that it's something is something.
I love it. I said, oh, my God, two hoodies. And Jess is like, no, I'm returning it.
Here's what we take from the situation, right? It's finally happened.
Yeah.
Your besties have realised she's given up.
Yeah.
And we need to support her in that, allow her to lean into that.
Yeah.
Fully embed herself in the couch and just never go anywhere.
I know. And I feel like the theme this year, I feel like there might be a few of these coming at me this year.
You're going to get like 10 hoodies. It's nice to know you've got supportive friends.
I know.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello. How are you all on a Thursday morning? Good.
Very well. Thank you.
That is good.
Busy day.
Fun game.
Busy day in news, mate.
Always a busy day in news.
Yeah, you're right. We have slow news days.
We do. Sometimes we're like, we literally have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
But Beck actually does research.
No, I know.
That's true. To us.
Yeah. We just open the file. We're like, yeah, that looks good.
What can we talk about today?
I imagine you've researched a theme for this week.
I have researched a theme. I was listening, you know, because Metallica are actually bringing out a new album.
It's amazing. It's out at the moment.
And then I was like, and then I was talking to Andrew. We were watching one of the interviews and I went, I remember seeing these guys at the Big Day Out. They were awesome.
Yes.
Let's look at some bands that have been in the Big Day Out.
Oh, wow.
This is way skewed too. Way too much to these two.
Really?
No. Yeah, no, actually, it will be me. It's mainly,
I have faith.
It's mainly Loggy. Okay. So... And keep in mind, everybody, that Loggy is going for a clean sweep of the games for this week. So we had the new game start yesterday, the TV theme one. She smashed. Guess the year she smashed on Tuesday. So
how many big day outs did you go to? Rough
three,
ballpark.
Four?
Three. That's three or four more than
that. But the Red Hot Chili Peppers played there once, didn't they? So it's people you know.
Okay, I saw Black Eyed Peas. I saw Metallica, Hoodoo Gurus, Jet.
Don't give anything away, Beck.
Okay.
Regurgitator.
Is anything...
Yeah, all right, here we go. Lyrical headlines works like this. You are going to read the lyrics as if they are news bulletins like you do in your day job. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Wow. We are tight today. We are sharp. We are up and about. We're ready to go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. So close no matter how far.
Loggy. Lingy. Nothing else matters, Metallica.
Yes.
Trust I see and I find in you.
You better believe I've listened to this new album. It's really good.
I don't know if this is off the new album.
No, but Elton John said that
it was one of the best songs
that has ever been written.
Yeah.
Told that to Hetfield and he was crying.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Oh, right.
We saw the same interview. Oh, I love it.
Good on you. 1 point to you, mate. Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Waiting, watching the clock. It's 4 o'clock. Oh. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more.
Lingy. Man, Pearl Jam.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Well done.
Yes!
I'm on the board.
Can't find a better man.
I never saw Pearl Jam, did you?
Yeah.
They're still around.
Yeah, but...
It's not like you missed the boat. They'll be back.
Yeah, hopefully.
I didn't know how many songs of theirs I knew until I went. I'm like, oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would believe that you were a Pearl Jam guy. You seem like a Pearl Jam guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if that's a compliment rock. Or...
Okay, one more for the win for either of you, or I could just show up. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I could be loud man, I could be silent. I could be young man, I could be old. I could be a gentleman, I could be violent. I could turn hot man or I could be cold.
Loggy.
I could just...
Is it... I don't know the song. I'm not going to give up the artist because I don't know the song.
Okay, keep going. I think I know what it is, but keep going.
I could be the calm before the storm boy, waiting for all hell yeah to break loose. I could be innocent or I could be guilty. Doesn't mean that I can't believe in no news.
Yeah,
so I'm singing, I could be rich like a wandering gypsy. I could be poor like a fat wallet
lost. Yeah.
I could be first man or I could come last. It's not who breaks the ribbon, boy. It's how you get across. I could be red, blue, black and white sunset or darkest at day, boy, or brightest at night. Oh. I could be the sun, boy. I could be the moon. I've made up from the stars, boy. I'm shining so bright.
I know the song,
so
but I can't. That's escaping me.
People are so angry.
And, you know, because it's
Okay, Tom.
Yes.
It's John Butler Trio.
Yes.
And is it Zebra?
Yes.
Oh. Hey. Wow.
I did not know.
I would not have got the name ever. You could have gone forever then, Beck. I would have got John Butler Trio, but not the name of the song.
Okay. Weirdly, tiebreaker time. We've all now got a point. I hope to Bradbury it. Let's see. Here we go. Lyrical headline.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I see your shadow on the street now. I hear you push through the rust.
Loggy!
Damn you! Damn it!
Okay, it's Powderfinger My Happiness.
Yes!
Don't high five her for that.
No, that was good.
Woo! Clean sweep for the games this week, Lauren.
It's never happened.
Go.
And it will never happen again, just like the eclipse. It won't happen for another 10 years or so. So let's just enjoy
just
it.
Enjoy
let's
it.
Just
embrace the moment.
Embrace how weird it is and then move on.
I doubted that you'd skewed the songs too far that way. That was a brilliant theme, brilliant choice of songs.
Thank you, Lee.
High praise.
High five.
praise everywhere. Indeed.
Great.
You're all good people. Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Some people have that at their house. Money in the walls.
Why are you twirling your moustache?
Just because it all ties in nicely, you know. Some people are fortunate enough to have done really well in life, and so they, you know, you could say there's money sort of, you know, falling down around them, coming out their ears, if you will.
Yeah.
Not you or I.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. The united front turns against me.
Look, this is not an anti-you break. This is just me going, I've seen something. And it's funny to me because...
Yeah?
Dot, dot, dot.
I thought it was coming at me. I'm so stoked now.
I've sent you both a photo. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to now have a look at it. And Loggy specifically, can you just tell us what we're looking at there?
Oh, okay. It's a screenshot of Dodsy's Instagram story.
From last night. So Wednesday night, let's just
Wednesday night date night, must be. Is that date night?
Well, no, it coincided with my sister saying, hey, do the kids want to have a sleepover at our house? So we had a kidless home last night.
So two date nights in 1 week, because you were in Melbourne on Saturday night. Very, very busy sort of weekend for you, not doing Gather Round for Channel 7. So you're in Melbourne. You did dinner at Rockpool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then stayed at a hotel. Great, whatever, cool. And then on Wednesday night, you have another date night. Wow, it must be nice.
It must be nice.
That's what happens when we don't do date night all year, and then we just cram it into 1 week.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I can see here that you're having that's difficult.
Can you just describe what you see in the photo, though, Log?
So I see a lovely plate of spaghetti and...
Obviously not cooked by Dolly.
No, spaghetti bolognese. You know,
fettuccine, in fact.
It is fettuccine.
Fancy cheney.
Lovely. Also, I see... beautiful, beautiful cheese on top, which I can only assume is...
Pecorino.
Yeah, pecorino. It's parmesan that's shaved, though, so you know it's expensive.
Yeah. Date night.
Did you shave yourself?
Shaving.
Straight out of HelloFresh, but thank you.
Mad respect. So there's a glass of wine there too, and then, oh, the bottle!
There's a bottle there. Do you want to read what's on that label?
Oh, it's a Penfolds. That's nice. Support local.
Yep.
RWT, it's called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, it's a...
Can you see? You didn't bring your glasses
today.
No,
I can see. It's a Shiraz from the Barossa Valley.
But 2008 Shiraz.
What year is it?
2008. So it's a 15-year-old Penfolds Shiraz. Okay. So that's... Okay. So Lingy on Monday came in and said, Rockpool Saturday night. We were there. We were like, whoa, out of our league with the wines.
God, we'll have the house, thanks.
$500 for a carafe. And, you know, we'll just... where do we get it by the glass? Oh, $100 a glass? No, thank you.
No, thanks. We're regular people.
So I've seen this on Insta last night from Dodsy, and I've gone, oh, I wonder what that bottle of wine is worth.
Yes, yes. Nah, what is it?
There's a story about this. Oh.
No, we don't want the story. We want the price.
So according to Vivino, which is a great app that scans labels, the Penfolds RWT Shiraz Barossa Valley from 2008 currently retails for... $253.25 on a Wednesday night, Cameron.
What? With fettuccine?
From HelloFresh.
Okay, hang on.
No, out of our league of the wines at Rockpool. No way we're paying more than $280 for a bottle of wine. No way.
No, and then it was $14 a glass. I mean, excessive.
Hang on. I'm going to kill Dodsy.
Yes.
Quick backstory.
Yeah. Okay.
I got given this bottle.
Sure.
As a present for doing something while I was still playing. Oh, yeah, years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
So from about 13 or 14 years ago, somebody gave me this bottle.
Yeah.
It has sat in the cupboard forever.
You were saving it for a special Wednesday night?
I broke it last night. I said, do you just feel like a glass of red? She's like, yeah, absolutely. I said, what about that?
Go to Liquorland and get a bottle of Jacob's Creek for $12.
Like normal people.
No, I grabbed this, but I didn't know how much it was.
I didn't know.
And I got it out and I said, what about this one? It's been sitting, I've had it for about 15 years.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the cupboard air regulated?
No.
He's not Jono.
Okay, yeah.
I actually thought, I said, 15, this was probably going to taste like vinegar because it sat there way too long. we're never going to drink it. Let's drink it. Let's see what it's like, Penfolds, blah, 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 all that. Poured it out. Oh, gee, that's delicious. Then I Googled, exactly like you did, yeah. I Googled how much it was. I'm like, oh, Dodsy, we're drinking a $250 bottle of wine. What
and
are Dodsy, we doing?
Dodsy would be like, yeah, what of it? She's so cool. She'd be like, of course we are.
You better have given Dodsy the night of her life after that.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Lingy, take us through this situation.
Well, there's a story coming from overseas, an ultramarathon runner. It's a run in England all the way. It's an 80-kilometre run from Manchester to Liverpool. She came in third place. She's an excellent runner, has represented her country, Scotland, in the Commonwealth Games in 2014. Can run. However, in this particular race, she's decided, as part of that 80-kilometre run, to jump in a car for 4 kilometres.
The perfect crime.
Yes, was at one stage going at over 50 kilometres an hour. It got caught out, so she's crossed the line, taken the glory, grabbed the bronze medal, got the photos, everything like that, caught out when the GPS data got analysed and was then disqualified. It reminded me of the cool stories from back in the day of the Cats players before my era, who, when they used to do the time trial around Eastern Gardens, would cut across the gardens and hide behind a tree until they could slot in at the back of the group and look classic. As though they'd done it beautifully. So we're after the sneaky cheats out there, the ones who've done something similar.
You don't even have to be caught. Maybe you got away with it. What about you, Chrissy in Torquay?
Hey, morning, guys. How are you going?
Great. Are you a sneaky Good. Cheater?
So, not me, but my sister. So, when we were kids, we'd get our pocket money and it was our job to clean the house while Mum was out. So, I'm cleaning the house, vacuuming, doing everything. My sister, lazy, didn't do a thing. And then as soon as I'd finished, I'm like, yeah, I'm going out. Mum rocks home. My sister pulls out the vacuum cleaner, backing away or pretending she's backing away, and, oh, I'm finished now. And then I got docked my pocket money, and so I come back home, and my sister's like, oh, Mum, I've cleaned all the house. I get docked. Oh, my God. We slept together in the same room, and seriously, yeah, it wasn't a fun night for her.
Rough. Man, you would know that from sisters, Log.
Yes, you always got to sleep with one eye open. It's not a relaxing space.
Scott in Highton, your cheating is more recent, isn't it?
I've just joined up the golf course and just started a new membership. And every Saturday I head out with the boys, with Peter and Greg. My handicap is 36. It's down to 17. Just, they're not as sharp as they used to be. And they just can't count. And so I put down, I have a 6, so I just put down 5. So I've been actually winning a few tournaments.
Scotty!
It's working for you, obviously.
That is very cheeky and sneaky.
Oh, we've got a couple of cheeky ones here. Karen from Coria, what about you? What have you got up your sleeve? Have you been a sneaky cheater?
Oh, hell yeah. I used to, when my kids were little, and you know how when they get to over 5, you've got to pay for admission.
Yes.
Well, there's 12 months difference between my kids. So I used to say they were twins and just recite my daughter's date of birth.
Very good.
Amazing.
Very good.
Until they say, that's not right, Mum, and they ruin the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I've definitely done that with Indy. She's, she just turned 4. She's still under 2 in certain circumstances.
Yeah. she's a big grower. That's why.
Yeah,
Mitch in Geelong West, wrap this up for us. When have you been a sneaky cheater?
Hey, guys. It's not me. Some really quick context for you guys is I'm in a really highly competitive Supercoach League. We're ranked about top 17th in the world.
Wow.
And we play for like a Supercoach ring every year, and there's about five or six people that won a ring, and then there's a whole group that haven't.
Yeah.
And this year, for some reason, usually the fixture is pretty important. Everyone plays each other once, but this year we're starting round one, so there were 3 teams that got to play each other twice, or everyone got to play each other 3 teams twice.
Yeah.
And one of the boys who hasn't won a ring, he's found a loophole that when we joined up, the fixture got created, and he was playing 3 of the harder teams. So he left the league, joined back, and then the fixture got reset, and he got 3 easier teams. So, so he's trying to get a bit of an unfair advantage to try and do it back, and yeah, really fanciful. We had a big meeting about it last night, so I thought we'd go global with it. If you guys can put a poll up and decide if that's cheating or not, it'll be, we'd love that.
I love how seriously you take this whole thing, yes. Mitch, and your mate is some sort of evil genius, yeah. to work out this loophole. I love it.
Yeah. Cheat.
Is that the outcome of the meeting? Is that what it came out as? It's cheating and he's disqualified or what?
Yeah, we're just going with a big asterisk, sort of. Yeah, like a COVID premiership in a way.
Yeah. Keep us updated, Mitch. I want to know.
Yeah, no ring for you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.